Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to two openings, Psalm 133, and then I believe we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter. We began a few weeks ago talking about a series we're calling The Ministry of Reconciliation. The Bible has a great deal to say about this, even though that may not be a word you use often in day-to-day talk, reconciliation. It is the heart of the gospel. It's what the good news is about. In Psalm 133, verse 1, he said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Everybody say unity.
Unity.
Keep going, next couple of verses. It's like the precious ointment upon the head. This is a type of the anointing. In fact, it was called anointing oil that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. So when they anointed him with oil, they didn't just put a dab on the finger and put a mark on his forehead. I mean, they sound like they poured a gallon on his head, because it poured down over his head, over his beard, onto his clothes, to the hem, to the skirt, hem of his skirts, of his garments. That's a lot of oil. Well, God's a lot of oil God, isn't He? Verse 3, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Is there a connection between unity and anointing and life and blessing? There is. Unity, anointing, and blessing and life. Look with me in 2 Corinthians 5, please, in the New Testament, 17th verse. Now, when you're talking about the new birth, you're talking about also eternal life. And the Scripture says in John 17 that eternal life, Jesus said, is knowing God and knowing the Christ, knowing Him. Knowing Him in relationship and fellowship is life and joy. One of the big things that makes hell, hell, is not just the fire, it's the absence of God. No God means no life, no light, no joy, no peace. And what makes heaven, heaven, more than the streets of gold is who's there. Hallelujah. Our future is to live with Him. And we won't even need a star. We won't need a sun to have light, the Bible said, because He is the light. Glory to God. And we will be existing in His manifest presence. That is life. Knowing Him, being around Him, fellowshipping with Him. And relationship is not enjoyable unless the fellowship is full. You can be related to somebody. You can be somebody's son or daughter, mother, father, brother, sister, husband, wife. You can have a relationship. That doesn't mean y'all have even spoken in 20 years. It's not just relationship, it's fellowship. And Jesus, more than once, He talked about, you know, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. That you would obey Him and keep the love command. And that's full fellowship with Him and with each other. And the result would be fullness of joy. This is something you cannot get from a pill or a bottle or any amount of material things. There's a peace that passes understanding that you can only get from Him. There is a joy, hallelujah, that is beyond natural expression. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can't get it anywhere on the planet except from God. You can't get it anywhere in the universe. Talk about exclusive. This is not available through any other offers or sources or venues. That's why Jesus said, no man comes to the Father except by me. He didn't say He was a way or one of many ways. He said He's the way. The way. The truth, the life. Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Aren't you glad you know that? Because
yes.
There are millions on this planet who are in total darkness about this. And part of our job is to help them if we can. Did I lose somebody? It's not my job. Yeah, go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. The 17th verse, if you believe this verse, you need to believe the next two or three that follow it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Anybody believe this verse?
Yes.
Have you received the Lord?
Yes.
Have you been born again?
Yes.
Have you been made a new creation?
Yes.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, Peter talks about the hidden man of the heart. He can't be talking about the outer man because the outer man looks the same after you were born again. He's talking about the inner man. And everything has changed in the inner man. You didn't get healed spiritually. You were recreated. You didn't get fixed spiritually. You were reborn. A new creation. Hallelujah. Now your mind, that's another deal. And your body, that's another thing. As soon as you get born again, now you begin on this journey of controlling your body, which didn't get born again, and renewing your mind. So that you'll know and distinguish the will of God.
Yes.
You don't automatically know the will of God.
No, you don't.
You learn about the will of God from His Word and His Spirit.
Right.
It's a process called renewing of the mind.
That's right.
Keep reading. All things are of God. This is on the inside, the new creation. Who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Reconciled us. Reconcile means to change. It includes this idea of restoring to fellowship somebody that has been at odds with each other, somebody that has been fighting or disowned each other, that actually have become enemies. Can enemies become friends again?
Yes.
They can. It's happened in the natural many times. But now He's talking about between humans and God. God has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us. I told you. Didn't you say to preachers? Us. The ministry of reconciliation. Now, you know, if you've been given something, you probably ought to find out what it is. If you've been given a job, you should find out what that job is to even know if you're doing it or not, or do you care? Come on, I want you to quote the Bible. Say it out loud. I am a new creation. I've been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. And I've been given the ministry of reconciliation. See, you don't get to stop and go, I've been born again, I'm reconciled, that's it. That's not my problem. What happens with everybody else? No, this is so important, and you should want to.
Yes.
That you have been reconciled to God, now you're right with God, you're having good fellowship with God, you shouldn't be content that millions don't. Now, you don't live under condemnation, you know, that it's your fault that people are not saved, because that's not true either. That's taking too much on your little shoulders. No. And you shouldn't feel in fear all the time. If I don't share the gospel, if I don't do this with somebody, you know, well, their blood will be on my hands. It's about obeying. It's about being a witness. It's about being unashamed of your relationship with Him. And when He prompts you, you don't have to quote a bunch of scriptures. You don't have to preach a message or teach a lesson. You just need to be ready and unashamed to tell what He's done for you. And who can argue with that? You're an eyewitness. You were there, right? You know what He did for you. And if somebody says, no, He didn't, you say, well, I was there. Right? You are. And that's what Acts is talking about. You'll receive power after the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you'll be witnesses. Well, somebody say witnesses. Witnesses unto me. I'm a witness that I was born again when I was 13 years old. I was there. You can't tell me it didn't happen. I was there. How about you? Were you there?
Yes.
Were you there when you were born again? You got filled with the Spirit when the Lord healed you, or healed your babies, or helped you pay your bill, or whatever, right?
Yes, sir.
Who can tell you you wasn't there?
Right.
I was there. Now you say you don't believe it. Well, you wasn't there. I was there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.